Jesus Christ suffered terrible beatings to his body, assaults on his psyche as people just hurled insults at him. Matter of fact, let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, where the Apostle Peter is addressing slaves. And he says in verse 18, again, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18 is where we're starting. Slaves, submit yourselves to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. By the way, he's not writing this letter to all of the slaves. At the beginning of the letter, it reads to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, etc. The slaves he was addressing his letter to were specifically Christian slaves. And in that context, he writes, slaves, submit yourselves to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God. You may have had some Christian slaves who were serving harsh non-Christian masters. And we all know that there are many, many humans, and I do mean many humans, who are barbaric. They are humans, but they don't act like humans. They don't think like humans. They don't conduct themselves like humans. They conduct themselves worse than brute beasts. The brute beasts protect land, protect their clan. Humans will abuse just because they can. It is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called. Can you imagine? It's bad enough that they were enslaved, but to be beaten brutally also. When I say bad enough to be a slave, it's bad enough that they had lost their freedom. It's bad enough that they had someone else who would tell them when to get up and when they could go to sleep. Bad enough that they had someone else determining everything they would eat from one day to the next. Bad enough that they would not be given as much warmth as they may have needed during the cold winter months. All of that and to be beaten too. To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. There were times when Jesus really cut to pieces people who came down on him hard, like the Pharisees, who were always trying to catch him in something so that they could criticize him, discredit him. But he did more than that. He did not try to strike down the people who came after him when the high court wanted him brought before the court so that they could have him crucified. Found guilty and crucified. Jesus not only remained quiet like a lamb, but he also remembered that that his heavenly Father is the one who judges justly. And he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. In the meantime, he was still suffering. And the Apostle Peter said to the slaves, Christian slaves, they were called. They were called to suffer for doing good. The same way the Lord Jesus Christ suffered for doing good. Do saints of God suffer? Listen to 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude. Because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. He told us to prepare. Christ suffered in his body. You prepare to suffer in your bodies, he said. So now, the Apostle Peter is addressing Christians in general and not just Christian slaves. In 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Now back to 1 Peter chapter 4, where in verse 1 we learn that the Apostle Peter had told the saints, not just Christian slaves, but the saints in general, to prepare to suffer, to be forced to suffer in the body. Verse 2 continues, as a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires. He who has suffered in his body is done with sin, verse 1 concludes. Verse 2, as a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. Now listen to how he concludes chapter 4. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. Ladies and gentlemen, the foundation is being laid. We are finding out that it is absolutely true that followers of Christ do suffer.
You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every victory.